Hey everybody, now we're talking. Age successfully by building your microboard. Say, how do you like the new lead? I've decided to title my blogs as a series, and from now on you're gonna see Now We're Talking, plus whatever the topic may be. I can use the same for subject lines as I deliver the segments within our community. I might make the website or social media page better organized and more easily searched. Now we're talking. This week I've been thinking a lot about successful aging. Perhaps I read too much industry-related information, or it may be that since the focus of my practice is aging, but it seems like that term, successful aging, is everywhere. So much so that I feel that I have to combat eye rolls or keep them from glazing over. I feel like I gotta redouble my efforts to pursue this topic of solo aging, because it may be of great use to me or to somebody I may encounter. So I press on. Well, what are we going to need as we age in order to do this thing called successful aging? As a patient advocate, I'm often involved in conversations surrounding this, since aging is my specialty, as is solo aging. And at my age of 67, I've begun thinking about this question personally a lot. And there's plenty of people who do not wish to think about their aging, and there's a lot of reasons for that, including fear or at least discomfort, sometimes outright denial, and certainly lack of action. If there is action, it looks like la la la, fingers in ears. I had a brother-in-law who was never going to die until he did. To minimize any uneasiness, my own or that of others, I as a patient advocate can always put on my clinical hat and proceed to triage myself. I look at it all in third person and assess what may be needed. I have to say that working in this profession, remaining on top of the what's what of aging, helps me as much personally as it does professionally. Now, I'm often known to talk about building a microboard, building a team. A microboard is a group of folks who are going to help get me or help me obtain what I need to age successfully. My job is to figure out what aging successfully might mean to me and put the people or the providers or the agencies in place to do that. So allow me to introduce the concept of microboard. Now, whenever I refer to a microboard, I see in my mind a conference room style table with seats all around it. I'm at the head of the table. There may be some seats in the periphery, like lining the walls. When I'm making important decisions, I can tap into the advice or the experience of my board. I may be calling upon them, that's why they're on my board, to help me make decisions or obtain a different perspective that I may not be seeing. And when I'm armed with the most information, then I can call the shots. It's kind of like designing my own constellation, a constellation of enabling parties and ones who will be my support personally and professionally. Folks in my constellation could offer advice or experience based on their perspectives for me to try on for size. So what's key here is that I get to build my microboard. I select and I fill the seats. And while doing so, I celebrate the fact that I'm the chairperson of my board, because I have the power to select the persons for the seats on my board. Pretty heady stuff, huh? I can also unseat if I want, or if the need arises as times change. change. Times do change. And I'm going to change. The laws might change. Circumstances might change. Innovation might arrive. You know, so we got to plan loosely and expect for change. Okay? So that I don't get all in the weeds about all of this, I think only within headings or topics when I'm using my micro board. And those topics, I'll just adapt ones that I'm used to, like through my work. I use inpatient advocacy, certain headings when I'm talking to clients that we need to go over as we're in triage or assessment. And the framework that I use is medical, legal, financial, insurance, housing, and support. Six of them. For example, there are a lot of conversations under the heading medical. It's your situations, your life, your board, so your concerns could be all over the place relative to being under the medical topic. For instance, your GP or PCP, primary care physician, do you have one? Do you need to find one? How's your communication and trust level with that primary care physician, the one who is to steer your care? Are they accessible? Do they actually do the steering? Do they coordinate your care? And or if not, is that a back door open for you? Then there's specialists. You know, you got any? You need to find one? For this one, the communication question can mean their demeanor or the time that they spend with you as the patient. How's the responsiveness to you and back to the GP? Is that strong? Is that solid? How accessible is the provider or their office? You know, accessible, by the way, can mean responsiveness, but it can also mean, are there challenges of getting there or getting to that appointment or getting in their facility? Under the medical topic, we're also talking about physical, cognitive, and emotional health, even financial health. All of those are different kinds of health: physical, cognitive, emotional, and aging. We can split them up. Think about, for instance, right now, how are you physically? Might that change in 5 years? How about 10 years? Now do the same for your cognitive health. How is it now? 5 years from now? Any change? 10 years from now? If you're in my age range, likely there will be change. So do the same for physical, cognitive, and how do we think about how you maintain your emotional health over time? You know, this provides for multifaceted pondering instances and conversations with an S. Conversations with an S, I always like to say. You know, medical also includes sites of care. Many people think and say going to the doctor, traveling to an office or a clinic, but what if you need care brought in, like home care or post-operative care? Physical therapy, occupational therapy, speech and language therapy. Do you know how all of that works? How to find and select services and how it's paid for? If you need to be admitted to a rehab, post-op, or short-term or long-term, do you know that industry? Where the sites are and how to select them? Conversations. If you're at point of discharge, do you know that you can, or your micro board can help steer that direction? You know, you got to be wary these days if you're at point of discharge and they're coming at you to tell you the places that have the first bed available. You know, don't fall into that. Call me first. But this patient advocate is thinking, Why is that bed available? Is this an undesirable place? Why do they have an opening? I mean, call me jaded, y'all, but I have seen things. Another medical topic. How about urgent care? Emergency room or hospital care? Do you know right now where your closest urgent care center is located? Could be that this nugget of information, it would be helpful for you when traveling or when somebody with special needs may be visiting you. Take 15 minutes to learn that. And also, learn when to go to urgent care versus the emergency room. What circumstances are appropriate for each one? It's a good thing to be aware of, and taking a few minutes to gain a grasp of what's available to you can save your bacon in a pinch. Medical, but legal too, is your designation of your agent or proxy with healthcare power of attorney. That's key. It is a rightful subheading of medical, and you'll want to give a lot of thought into designations and who you choose as alternates. Verbiage is, you want to think about the verbiage that goes into the documents that you're going to have created, and you're going to want to think this one is one you're going to revisit over time. Remember that section about change? This designation likely will need to change also over time. Other factors that play into the thinking within the medical heading could be insurance, accessibility, transportation, financial concerns, co-pays, weather, and holidays. Also likely present is the matter of support, such as accompaniment to medical appointments, to act as scribe or general supporter to help ensure that you get your questions answered and that instructions are understood. Then there's communication with you out to your very important persons, your VIPs, to keep everybody in the loop. These main headings within our microboard also have to cohere. I know, I first thought cohes, but then I looked it up. It's cohere. Because the situations are often going to involve more than one heading and the input from more than one seat in your microboard. Situations and concerns often cross these lines. Lives don't jump from one heading to another. Rather, our lives require and incorporate multiple headings, and thus the work of folks from more than one seat on your board. With that, you can be assured that you're going to hear me expound upon the professions of patient advocacy and care managers and other care coordination specialties. We can discuss the variables for each of the six headings that I mentioned in upcoming weeks and months. If you have any questions that you'd like for me to incorporate into those discussions about aging and the six topics, medical, legal, financial, housing, insurance, and support, then I encourage you to email me or hit the reply button on the email that this video came in and ask away. Because now we're talking. And talk we do. When you contact me toward consultation in any of these topics, which are part of the path to successful aging, I've altered my service offerings now to single consultations designed to problem solve. Yeah, we're making that a verb, problem solve. You and I will Q&A so that I can best assess your concerns and the situation. And I'll offer recommendations for further action. Building a microboard is a great first step. I hope something that I brought to the table today gets you thinking about successful aging for you specifically, and the opportunity and power of building your microboard. More to come. Thanks, everybody.